Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today I want to talk about whether you have what it takes to achieve what it is that you really want to, and if there was a pathway to you achieving what it is that you wanted, but you really didn't want to do it, you didn't enjoy it, but you knew if you kept doing it that you would get there, would you still do it? Or would you just stop? Because you would make up a reason as to why it is that you're not going to do that. Because it's too hard, takes too long, you don't like it, etc., etc. And I guess what I've been inspired with this conversation today is I had a recent client who hadn't been with me for that long that said that she wanted to stop. And I said, oh, okay, that's interesting. I said, yeah, tell me why. Because obviously from a business perspective, I want to know why people start with me, why people want to end, what I can learn from that experience. Is it something that I've done? Is it the type of training? Is it the distance they're traveling? You know, well, just what is it that's going on? And they said to me, look, I really like you and I enjoy the conversations, I enjoy the time that we spend together, but they just didn't like the process, i.e. Lifting weights and that kind of stuff. And so we had a bit of a conversation about what it was that she was going to do when she stopped. And she said, well, I'll just do some things at home. And I said, what you have to remember is that remember when you came to see me, you said that you had... Oh, actually, let me backtrack a little bit. Because she said to me, oh, look, I'm pretty much eating, what it is that you've provided me on the meal plan. And yeah, I'm just going to do some things around home. I said, keep in mind, when you first came into me, you said that you've been doing what you're doing for years, like 8 years or something, and you're not getting the result that you want. And I said, yes, your food was close, but what was the major difference between what it was that I suggested you do and what it is that you are doing? And I said it was the protein. I said you're not consuming enough protein and you're not consuming enough meals and you've excluded high-energy carbohydrates. And I said, I guarantee you will fall back into those habits and just make up a reason why you are going to stay where you are. And it's not like her health was at risk or anything like that, or she was excessively overweight. It was nothing like that at all. But people come to see me because they want more. They want to achieve what it is that they've really got in their mind's eye. And for this particular lady, she wanted to lose, I think it was between 5 to 8 kilos, something like that. And I said, if you keep doing what it is that you have been doing, you will stay where you are because you're missing these parts. And I said, you've never done any strength training before. And the strength training is what is going to reshape your body in the way that you said that you wanted to. And I said, if you just do this at home, I said, yes, can you achieve great results? Yes, you can. But you have to do the work and you haven't done the work before and you're not in a routine yet of doing it. So it's at a high risk of what? Failing. Now, I've given this particular person, like I do with all my clients, a GPS to get from where they are to the result that they want. And then along the way, there can be some changes because we're seeing how the body adapts and how foods react, etc. But we get the result that the person is looking for. But you have to do the work. There are just no shortcuts for the success. And that's the same with most things in life. There just are no shortcuts to achieve the growth that you need in your mindset and also whether it's physical or the whatever the result is that you're looking for. It won't just happen. You've got to do the work to achieve it. And I find it really interesting that people do want often a different result. But if they think about how much work can be required to achieve it, they find that a bit of a turnoff. It's like, well, yeah, I want a different result, but I don't want to do the work. That's the bottom line here. Now, having said that, what I am a massive supporter of is certainly when it comes to your health and wellness, you have to find those things that you love. Having said that, a lot of people do not do strength training. And every human, in my mind, has to do strength training. Why? Because that's how we stay strong. It's how we stay healthy. It's great for your mindset. And then you're conditioning yourself for the rest of your life to remain strong. And certainly if you look to our elderly, what are they? Very frail. They don't have good muscle density. Their muscles are atrophying. They fall, they break bones. And that's often the start of the end of the rest of their life. They lose their mobility, lose their independence, and their mindset starts to go as a result of that. But if you're strong and vibrant and pain-free, then your outlook to life is so different because you're getting out and about and you're doing things, just going for a walk. I mean, I've done work in a retirement home, and when I have conversations with people about their health and wellness, they're in appalling states. And some of them have had strokes at young ages, some of them have diabetes, some have had limbs that they've lost, some can't even walk around too long because they're so out of breath because their lung function has dropped dramatically, or their kidney function has dropped dramatically. And I just think this kind of inspires me to remain double down or triple down on my own health, and to encourage others and help others to achieve the health and wellness that they want to achieve. So when it comes to you personally, what is it that you're going to do? If you knew that the success in whichever area you wanted, if you knew that by having the right coach or doing the right thing, whether it's health, wellness, wealth creation, business, etc., relationships, but you knew that if you did the work, and sometimes it's going to involve you doing work you don't want to do, right? I'm a very introverted type of person. I'm kind of an introverted extrovert. I love to stand on stage and do that kind of stuff. But if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that like in a crowded room, I'm not awesome, right? I'm not the social person. I don't enjoy that. I would rather stay at home or not go out or sit in the corner and talk to a couple of people where we can hear each other talk, don't have to shout at each other, and we can have a good in-depth conversation. That's what I like to do. I hate chit-chat. I don't like the small talk. I don't like to, like if you suggested to me, hey, let's go out to a pub, you know, a sports bar or something like that, I'd say, no, thank you, that's not for me. Like I don't drink, I don't take drugs, I don't drink tea, coffee, soft drinks, wine, any of that kind of stuff. I'm just not into it. I don't like those scenes. I'd rather not do it than go and do it. But there are many things when it comes to, say, networking and me stepping outside my comfort zone. If I don't step outside my comfort zone and like in these networking situations and step up, then I'm not going to be able to talk to people. I'm not going to be able to see if there's an opportunity here to not just have a human experience, but to see if there's an opportunity for us to do business or something, have an experience together in the future. If I don't do that. Now, the natural part of me says just stay at home and focus on doing some of these other things rather than going out and do that. Whereas other people would be the other way around. And that's what makes the world really exciting, that we're all very different. But I know that if I continue to have the conversations, like with these podcasts, I know if I continue to do these podcasts, then I know that I'm continuing to add value. I'm continuing to provide a platform where I can invite guests from around the world and I can connect with them. And you just never know where that conversation could lead to. You just don't. And I've gone from a place in my life where I can remember standing in front of a classroom, or actually sitting down at a table when I was in like primary school and even high school, where I knew that we had to stand up in front of the classroom at some point, and I was just hoping that they wouldn't call my name, and I'd be like, please don't call me, please don't call me, please don't call me. And then, you know, maybe you'd miss that day and they'd do it tomorrow, and then, you know, it'd just get delayed and delayed and delayed. And then when you did it, you're absolutely terrified of standing up there and doing it and messing it all up. And now I'm like, man, just give me an opportunity, I'll get up there. And the only reason that's happened is because I've changed my thinking around it, and I've practiced and practiced and practiced, which is also why I do these podcasts two a day, and I've done so many of them because I want to be able to, in any position in life, if somebody asks me a question, bang, I can talk. If I need to have a conversation with somebody, I can do that. The planning of this particular podcast here today, I spent probably 30 seconds thinking about what am I going to talk about today, and I thought, bang, that's what it is. I didn't write down any points. I don't write down any points for my podcast unless I'm interviewing somebody, and I'll write down some guidance points, or I will write down the introduction so that I can make sure that I'm professional and I get it right, like the person's name, their title, maybe they've been an author and things, and so that I can get those things right as well. But otherwise, I purposefully don't. So it forces me to listen. Forces me to listen to what it is that they're saying, and it's more conversational. And again, the more practice I do at that, the better I get. And I think every single podcast I've done, the guests have said, wow, you're really good at this, because most people aren't. If you listen to podcasts, the questions that get asked are really not that great. And I wasn't great when I first started. And it's only come through the relentless practice of doing it. And I knew if I wanted to get better, I needed to do it more regularly. And I didn't think that I would be doing two a day every day. And, you know, I've done like 63 years of podcasts compared to most people that maybe do one once a week. I do two a day, and I've been doing them for so long. But I do it because I know that it will build to something else. And that's what, when it comes to my health and wellness as well, I want to be in that top 1% of health for my age and remain there. And in order to do that, it means I need to do these things each and every day. Like today, at the time of recording this, so it's going to be posted on a Sunday, but I've recorded it on a Saturday, late afternoon. So I'm trying to get the head start on tomorrow. I've had a very busy morning. I had a late night last night. My coaching call with my coach in the US finished after just after midnight, get to bed, can't switch off straight away. So probably 12:30 or so before I get to sleep. I got about 6 hours sleep, which was pretty good. I would have liked a little bit more, but got about 6 hours. Had a busy day up till now with clients and so forth. We're now late afternoon. I'm planning what I've got to do for tomorrow as well, because tomorrow's a work day, even though I don't see clients. And I'm planning all of that work out. Now, what it's meant is I missed that window of opportunity to do my workout in the morning. Why? Because I was planning to do it after my last lot of clients. The studio was a bit of a mess, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to enjoy my workout. I'll clean up the studio, disinfect everything, because they were not 100% well. Didn't have COVID apparently, but just not 100% well. So I like to just sanitize everything. So I did that, washed the floor, and thought, right, I'll do my workout later on this afternoon. Now, of course, we're later on this afternoon. I've got a friend coming around shortly. We're going to go for a walk. And then I will need to do my workout before dinner tonight. And I will program it that way. So that'd be in a couple of hours' time. To be honest with you, I don't want to do it, because by then I'm going to be feeling a little bit tired. I want to spend some time with my daughter and her boyfriend, and it's the last thing that I really want to do. But I will do it anyway, because it's the start of my second week of my new training program. I'll train today, I'll train tomorrow, and I know that I'll do the work, I'll feel better as a result of doing it, and it'll set me up for success for the rest of tonight. Mentally, it'll be like, wow, you didn't want to do it, but you did it anyway. Well done. And you put in the effort. And I know that once I get into it, I'll be focused, I'll get it done, and I'll feel really great as a result of it. And then if I can continue to challenge myself like that, like I love my workouts, but there are some days like today, like I missed that window, and it's like, oh, man, this is why I love training first thing in the morning, getting it out of the way, which is what I'll do tomorrow. But today, I just missed that opportunity. So sometimes we have to shift and still do the work anyway, because you know it's going to lead to the body, the health, the wellness that I want, that top 1% of health. And if everybody did that, they would all be there as well, but most people don't. So the point is, will you be different? Will you stand out? Because if you're prepared to do the work, you will. Because most people don't want to do the work that's required, but you can do it. So I have faith in you. You need to have faith in you so that you will do the work even though it's hard, and sometimes even though you don't want to do it. That's a sign to you that success is on the other side of you doing it. And maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time. And maybe you need to do it 1,000 times. Maybe you need to do it 3,270 times, like I've done with these podcasts so far. But you're creating this habit, this new great high-performance habit of you just doing the work even though you don't want to. Do it anyway. Now, if you want to connect with me, I make that super easy. Go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Now, if you've been listening for a while and you're sitting on the fence about it, you have nothing to lose. It is free. It's free of charge. We could just have a chat with anywhere you are in the world to discuss where you are with your health and wellness right now. Share your story. Maybe it's a great story. Maybe you don't need that assistance, but you want to share your story with me. Maybe if you've had a great deal of success, you'd be a great guest to be on the show, and we could be having that conversation right now. So reach out. I'd love to connect with you. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. Have a great rest of the weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.